Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination in the scripture of Elijah, a man who was just like us. Remember, that's the reason we're sort of looking at it. It's how James described him. He was a man just like us, and yet he prayed, and when he prayed, the Lord did amazing, marvelous, dare we say, wondrous things. So we're in the Second Kings, the first chapter, and we've seen where the king, okay, the king had called for Elijah to come, okay, Ahaziah. Remember, Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice in his upper room, and he was injured, and he wanted to know if his injury, if this sickness was going to be unto death. And so he sent to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron. Well, the Lord sends Elijah to intercept the messengers that the king has sent, and he says, send this word back to the king. Is it because there is no God in Israel that you're going to inquire Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? So the messengers went back. They gave the word to the king, who's laid up in his bed, because he's being described as being, you know, in his bed. And the king said, well, who was it that told you this? And they didn't know, and they described him. He says, it's Elijah the Tishbite. So then the king sends a captain of 50 with his 50 men, and they find Elijah, and they encounter him. The first guy comes up and says, hey, you man of God. King says, come down quickly. And Elijah said, if I'm a man of God, then let fire from heaven come down and consume you and your 50 men. It does. So the king sent another man, captain of 50, with his 50. And he came up and says, oh, man of God, thus says the king, come down quickly. So he was a little more demanding. Elijah says and does the same thing. If I am a man of God, then may fire from heaven come down and consume you. Fire from heaven came down and consumed him, okay? Well, then the king sends another guy with his 50 men. This guy was shrewd and understanding. He'd heard what had occurred, that thing. This guy came and bowed before Elijah and begged him and said, hey, may my life and the life of my men right here may be precious in your sight. Then the angel of the Lord came to Elijah and said, okay, go down with him. Do not be afraid of him. So Elijah arose and went down with him to the king. So this is the process whereby that Elijah came before the king. The king knew all this. So we pick it up in 2 Kings, first chapter, verse 16. Then he said to him, thus says the Lord. So this is Elijah saying this to the king. I know a lot of times when you are, particularly when you're listening to something being read, you get lost in a sea of pronouns, all right? So you have to sort of keep in mind where we are. So Elijah says to the king, thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? So he states the question again. We've seen this repeated. We saw it given by Elijah to the messengers. The messengers then gave that same exact question to the king, the same statement. Now Elijah is given the same exact thing. And he's saying, is this the reason you went to this God, the God of Ekron, because there is no God in Israel? Well, of course there is a God in Israel. So then Elijah says this, and this is the word of the Lord. Therefore, you shall not come down from your bed where you've gone up, but shall surely die. So he's telling him and letting him know, you wanted to know if you were going to come up from your bed? The answer is no. You're going to die. Verse 17. So Ahaziah died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken. So the word of the Lord came through. It was faithful, right? He died. And because he had no son, Jehoram became king in his place. Excuse me. In the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And you say, what? Listen to this again. And because this is Ahaziah, the king of Israel, the king of the north, because he had no son, Jehoram became king in his place. So a guy named Jehoram became king. In the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. A lot of times when you read the scripture like this, people say, well, I get confused over, you know, who's on first and who's on second, which king is this and which king is that. Well, what's being addressed here, and the way that God does things is he often times things within the kingdoms in relationship to what's going on in the other kingdom. So he'll be talking about the king of Israel, okay, the northern kingdom. And he says, this guy becomes king in the sixth year of the king of Judah, of the southern kingdom. So he uses what's happening in both nations as calendars for one another, okay, as timing sequences. What makes this right here a little confusing is that the two kings have the same name. But when you look at different translations, one translation says that Joram became king in Israel. Well, Jehoram is the same name. And say, so this Joram right here, the king of the north, was the from the lineage of Ahab, okay, the northern kingdom. And he was the king of Israel for 12 years. He's the one, he was murdered by Jehu down the road. And it was on the same plot of land that Ahab had murdered Naboth. Remember? Elijah told Ahab that his blood would be spilt there, and it was. Okay. Same way. Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, was the king of Judah for 8 years, and his wife was a handful. She was extremely wicked. Her name was Athaliah, and she was likely the one who led them into Baal worship and led them away from God. Okay. Now, the last verse for today, 2 Kings 1:18 finishes the first chapter. Now, the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So there's a book of Chronicles, in other words, just something that chronicles events of the kings of Israel. We don't have that. The Chronicles that we have in the scripture are the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah. So when you're reading the scripture, it pays dividends to pay real close attention to what's being said, even these little passages that sometimes we just sort of glean over and gloss over because we think, oh, this king and that king. No, you can actually learn a lot and see a lot and understand even more when we pay attention to these things. Know this, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Elijah and came to the kings. If they had listened, they would have done well. But they did not listen. They did not obey. And they did not do well. As a matter of fact, every king of the northern kingdom, 19 of them, I believe, every one of them were evil. They were bad. They were not of God. Let us not be counted among those, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. As always, go to my website. There you'll find a daily blog. You'll find this podcast. You'll find a Bible study I put up there every week. And you also find a place that if the Lord moves upon your heart to help support these times, you can do it there too. I'll see you again next time.